Wait, not yet.
Oh, shit. Too late. Okay. Can't stop it. It's like an avalanche.
Okay.
Once you hit send, you're live on Twitch, and I can't stop that. So
I love that you equate it to us being on Twitch and on the radio to being an avalanche.
I can't stop it. That's the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
Once I get it rolling, I can't say no, stop. I don't want to go on Twitch quite yet. Sorry, too late.
Or you could say to me, "Hey, are you ready?"
No, it's 7 o'clock. You should be ready. If you're not ready, then I there's some things I can't stop.
No, but here's the thing:
that shirt and time.
It's a jacket, and it's one of Rihanna's. It's from her line. So f- you. But listen to me. How about this? Don't call me up on Zoom 2 seconds before 7. Like, why don't you do it a few minutes earlier?
I did it at 6:55. That's 5 minutes.
I'm going to look right now and tell you what time you did it.
5 minutes.
But that's not enough time. Because, okay, you do it at 6:55. It takes me some time to go on. So 6:56, you and I start talking. And then in a minute, you're up on Twitch and up and just, you know, I mean, like, you don't even give me a second.
You need time.
Well, we were in the middle of a conversation. So, yeah, I need time. We were in the middle of talking about something and I was about to do something to help us. But
right.
No.
I said we'll wait till after the show to discuss business.
And then you discussed business.
And then I started to discuss business and I said, well, hold on.
No, but hang on. You said, let's do this after the show. So I sat back and went, great. And then you started discussing business.
Because I didn't want to forget.
But then you can't. But in the middle of a conversation,
I didn't want to forget.
All right, but then excuse me. Then in the middle of the conversation, you got on Twitch. Is my point? Instead of saying like, let's table this, let's get going. You just suddenly. Next thing I know, we're on Twitch while I'm in the middle of a sentence.
Because it's 7. Because I looked down at the clock and it was 7 o'clock.
I just communicate. So say to me, hey, just hang on a second, or it's 7, or just say something rather than continue a conversation.
Well, we can continue the conversation now if you like.
I don't want to. But you do this all the time. Here's what you do. Okay. Uh-huh. We'll be talking on the phone. And I'll say, okay, so is everything cool? Click. You're just gone. There's no goodbye. There's no yes, everything's cool or we're good. It's just over.
I'm at this level. You have to catch up with me at this level. If you can't, then I leave you behind.
It's not at this level. This level is rude. It's rude.
And I'm rude. Have you not learned that? I'm not going to start not being rude now.
You're the reason why people say that in radio, which is communication, people don't communicate. It's one of those like cliche, trite things that people always say, hey, we're in communication and we're terrible at communicating. And they think it's hilarious until they meet you and they're like, oh, so this isn't a cliche. You actually work with a person who does not communicate with you properly all the time. Got it.
Oh, I don't communicate at all. I'm not going to hide it at all.
Look how proud you are of that.
Yeah,
like it's
I'm
a good
gonna
thing.
I'm not going to start now. I'm not going to start being a different guy now. If people can't deal with it, then move on. It's like I was in the grocery store the other day and a guy just stopped right in the aisle and just stopped. And he's talking to somebody. I'm like,
on the phone?
No, he's talking to somebody in front of him, but he's blocking two lanes. And I had to say, yo, douchebag, walk. Is that rude?
Well, listen, we're not arguing whether you're rude or not. You are rude.
That was very rude, but he was being stupid, and I had to point out that he was being stupid.
I know, but I'm not some stranger in a supermarket who's being a dumbass and being entitled and not moving out of the way. I am your radio partner for over 11 years now.
And
so
I
expect a different level of rudeness from you.
But you should be used to it. And if you're not used to it, I can't help you. I'm not going to change.
It's not that I'm not used to. Just because I'm used to it doesn't make it terrible and annoying to deal with. It's annoying.
Okay. I can go back to 2005 and pull up a bit where I never emailed you back and you didn't let me live it down. And I have not changed since then.
It's a good point.
I'm still the same guy. I don't return emails. I don't return calls. I got a friend of mine. He's left me 6 messages. I still have yet to call him back. I won't even text him. I got things to do. I'm at this level right here. You want to join me? Come to this level. If not, I just keep going.
No, the level is down. You're going the wrong way. The level's down, not up.
Okay, then I'm here. Then at least meet me here. If you're up here, just come down to here. If you can't, I don't know what to tell you.
Trust me, I stoop pretty low to be in a working relationship with you. I've stooped very low to be with you all these years. Oh, trust me.
And you're the first female to ever say this about me. Every female that I deal with has this issue. I know. And I'm not going to change. Period.
Okay. All right. Well, then, you know, then don't expect good things to happen for you.
And since the age of 10, I haven't. I've learned that it all is horrible. And just deal with it. So, okay. Yes, we'll continue that conversation after the show.
I don't even know if I want to anymore.
Okay.
All right. Can we start the show now officially?
If you would like, we're on all Twitch, right. So I can't stop that. It's like an avalanche.
Okay. All right. So I have a couple things that I wanted to discuss with you. Something really big is going on in New York right now. And I was finally able to get my grubby little hands on the video for it. So let me tell you the story. And then I'd sent you some video of it's the school one. Do you have that?
Oh, not the lady talking one.
No, I don't care about that one.
Oh, the private parts.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Okay.
Okay. So something's been going on in New York for quite a while now. When I say quite a while, I mean like a couple of weeks. It's been bandied about. It's been, first it was on social media, and then it ended up in the Post, and everyone's been talking about it. Now it's made national news. So I feel the need to finally acknowledge it and get your take on it since you're a parent. So public schools are very different than private schools here in New York City. Public schools have to live by Common Core. They have a certain criteria. They can't do anything that's a little hinky with the kids because otherwise, you know, all their funding is taken away. Mm-hmm. They are just, you know, straight up as much as possible. Private schools that charge, this one in particular, charges $55,000 a year. Okay.
Per child.
Per child.
Who can afford that?
People in New York City, apparently. And this school starts in like kindergarten. So imagine you're sending your child to kindergarten. Okay. The kid starts at kindergarten, goes all the way through high school. How many years is that? $55,000. That is a lot of money per kid. So with a private education, they make the assumption that the parents are busy, not spending as much time with their kids, or they are, or they expect a different level of education, but they get away with stuff in private schools that public schools do not get away with. So there is a teacher, and she's sort of well-known, Mrs. Forte. People know her because she is known to teachers and to parents for being somebody who teaches sex ed to private school kids. And she goes there, you know, especially with high school kids. Like, she goes there. The things that she's very realistic. Things that kids are actually doing and talking about, she uses those terms. She talks with them. She talks about anything like gender non-binary stuff. She talks about appropriate touch, not appropriate touch, consent, you know, all the things that kids need to know now. She's very current. The reason why everyone's upset with her, the reason why the parents are upset with her, is because she showed a video, a sex education video. She's there to teach sex and health to second and third graders, I think, with 6 and 7 year olds. What is that? Second grade, third grade?
Yeah, second, third.
Okay. So these kids are 6 and 7 years old, and this is the video that she showed them. So I want to play it so people can hear it. And then you, as a parent, I'd like you to comment on some of the video as it plays along, just to, you know, see what you would think if this was your school and your kids.
It. You You almost hit me in the pee-pee!
What's so funny, you two?
He said pee-pee.
Do you notice that when you say pee-pee, you giggle, but when you say penis, you say it in a serious voice?
No, I say it with a with a funny voice.
I never noticed that before.
Penis.
We Some children and adults feel uncomfortable when they talk about their private parts, so they make up cute or funny names for them.
What's one for a girl's private parts?
Here we Berg.
Vajayjay!
Now they giggle.
But what does Scoops mean when he says vajayjay?
He means vulva.
That's right.
It doesn't mean vulva.
That's a car.
It's important to use the proper words for our private parts.
Why?
Because our private parts are just as amazing as our hearts, lungs, brains.
Some of us is more amazing.
Or any other of our amazing body parts.
But our hearts pump blood.
I don't think the opposite of penis
breathe,
is
and
vulva.
Our brains think.
All our private parts do.
Isn't it penis and vagina? Why isn't she saying vagina? Why vulva?
Yeah, why is it different?
That's not entirely true, Scoops. It is true that a person pees or urinates through a hole called the urethra in the penis.
Does everyone have a urethra?
They do. It can be harder to see, but girls have hole in the front of the vulva.
And they're pointing to the pee-pee.
Urination is actually very important.
And now they're showing the characters urinating.
Stuff our body doesn't need.
that's grosser than anything else they're talking about.
Points up in the air.
That's called an
erection.
Okay, wait,
hang on. Now this is the part that's getting people upset. I want you to rewind this just a teensy-tiny, and this is what the little boy character asks.
My penis gets big sometimes and points up in the air.
That's called an erection.
Sometimes I touch my penis because it feels good.
Sometimes when I'm in my...
How am I 7 years old and not in the back of the class laughing my ass off?
Bath, or when mom puts me to bed, I like to touch my vulva too.
You're not touching your vulva.
We don't know what that is.
Kayla.
I've washed my vulva before.
It probably feels good to touch the same way Keith's penis feels good when he touches it. But have you ever noticed that older kids and grown-ups don't touch their private parts in public?
Some of them do. If they didn't, we wouldn't have a show.
They don't?
That's right.
That's true. There's a guy in my neighborhood that was doing it today.
Yourself.
Literally just walking around.
It's what the F train is for.
And see how different body parts feel.
That's what the F stands for.
Only do it in private.
Well, if private parts are so special, why do you cover them up?
Exactly.
Good question.
Agree with you, little chicken thing.
Because they are private, silly.
That's right, Kayla. Because they are private.
What about nudists? Why don't you talk about nudists?
Or strippers.
Or strippers, okay. Exactly.
What are you going to say, little lizard?
I'm ready.
I don't know what this little lizard is ready for. I don't want to know.
I don't know either. That was pretty disturbing. But I'm all for it. I mean, I think it's great because I don't want to talk to my kids about things like this. I don't want to look at them in the eye and discuss what happens when your pee-pee gets hard. Let the teacher do that.
Right. My mom handed me a book. She never had a conversation with me. She handed me a book. It was cartoons. I was 10 years old and it was called Where Did I Come From? And it was cartoons. It was basically cartoons. And, but they were very explicit about it. And the man's penis goes into the woman's vagina. And then 9 months later, a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a million problems with this. First of all, it assumes that sex is only for procreation. There's no conversation with kids about, I'm not saying that you should have conversation with 6 and 7 year olds, but if you're going to do sex ed, you should talk about sex being for pleasure as well and what it means in a relationship kind of stuff rather than just it's for procreation. That was the first turnoff for me because I knew I didn't want kids. So it's like, so I never get to have sex? Like, this doesn't make any sense. And my mom was like that. She did not want to have the conversation with me about it. I was in private school at the time, but I went to a private school that did not have sex ed until you got into high school.
Mm-hmm.
So everything you pick up from your friends, from boys who are like, touch this,
mm-hmm.
like 7 minutes in heaven kind of stuff. So I think to avoid those scenarios where girls get treated improperly, boys get treated improperly, there's no conversation about homosexuality, I think it's good that they have this in a classroom. The thing that a lot of parents were upset about is that they weren't warned. Their kid came home and just said, "Mommy, I have a penis and I'm allowed to touch it in private." What? yes.
And little Jackie has a vulva.
I agree with the parents who are saying they should have at least let us know. Just let me know that my 6-year-old's going to come home and be like,
email this cartoon and say, you have an issue with this. If you don't, here's something to sign to get him out of class that day.
Right, exactly. Look, you and I got the video pretty quickly, so it's easy for the teacher to have sent that video, just email it over and be like, hey, gonna show this in class on Thursday. So let me know how you feel about it. If you're not into it, tell your kid not to come. If you're into it, maybe you want to join your child or have a conversation afterwards. I think there should have been more communication with the parents. I think that's the thing. That's my only issue. Not that the school is teaching it. I think it's fine. But I just think that there are certain... Listen, yes, it's age appropriate, but not for all kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some kids are super immature or they have a history of something that has gone on in their lives that might be triggering. Like, you don't want to take a risk like that. You don't want to be the school. Listen, Dalton is the name of the school and they have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You don't take a risk of being sued by your very wealthy parents who can sue you easily. I mean, either they're attorneys or they have an attorney in their pocket. So I don't think you want to take a chance of triggering a 6-year-old.
Well, you got 55 large to drop on a kindergartner. They probably have some expendable cash.
Right. That's my point.
Yeah. No, I'm glad they do it in school because I don't want to do it, but
yeah,
but some parents actually care about their kids' education. I just want it to be over with and not have to deal with that.
Right. You should learn about sex from a guy named Johnny in the back of a van in Brooklyn, in Coney Island, how I learned.
Johnny taught you everything you needed to know.
Everything. Here's this, here's that, here's what it does.
But he didn't call it a vulva, I guarantee it.
Definitely didn't call it a vulva. And trust me, he didn't call his a penis either. Actually, he called it his knot, which I thought was really funny.
His knot?
Yeah.
Then he has to go to the doctor. If you have a knot, I think that's not a good thing, and you shouldn't have had sex with him in Coney Island in the bathroom.